break, but here we go. The next item on the agenda is a Newsline update. Former Newsline coordinator back there. Which is kind of flows right in with this, because our the Newsline report this time is a little different. It will have the full report in the minutes. Jamie went through and kind of gave a history of Newsline in the state of Nebraska. She talked about its origins a little bit, how the types of services have changed. You know, originally, you know, only being able to access it through the telephone, there was always a challenge of trying to, the Newsline coordinator was trying to get people to use the local number and not cost the program long distance charges by using the 800 numbers and things like that. The advent of reading through different types of devices, access through your through a mobile app, through Victor Reader Stream, now through the Echo Dot, Amazon Dot, you can get Newsline, or they're beta testing it now. We saw a demonstration of that at the NFB State Convention. It was a little challenging to do it through a microphone, but it was still neat to see where the technology is going. So Jamie goes through a lot of that and ends it with an announcement that she is stepping down as Newsline coordinator.
Oh, that's too bad.
The only thing she didn't put in there, I thought it really would have added something, especially to the historical part, is that it's free.
Thank you, Robert. I still can't live that down.
We can pull it out if you'd like to hear it again.
No, thank you for your
support. But anyway, after 10 years, it's been, Jamie took over in 2007, I believe, from Mr. Ryan Ozatowski, and she has been doing this now for 10 years, and she is stepping down to be able to concentrate on some other things in her life. A new Newsline coordinator has already been identified. His name is Brian Baldwin. So somebody that some of us know well from the commission. He has worked at the commission some as a substitute and was an intern there for a while. So he has a presence with the commission. And Jamie and him are working right now to transition the communications, email addresses, phone numbers, those types of things. And that is being taken care of as we speak. So he will, while he's officially assumed the role, he'll officially start responding to requests and so on here in the next week or so. Would really like to thank Jamie for 10 years of service. She's done a tremendous job. And just say that Brian's got big shoes to fill, and I wish him all the best, and thank him for stepping up and helping out moving that service forward in the state of Nebraska. So thank you very much, Jamie.
All right.
All right. Next on the agenda is Client Assistance Program, CAP. Did we have any complaints or issues related to CAP?
I don't know.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Well, that's exactly what we want to hear. So, great. So, moving beyond that then, the anonymous staff suggestion box. There was only one message that I'm aware of that came through. I will put it into the category of there might be better ways for this employee to have dealt with this one, but we'll that are more professional. But it was this person was complaining that they would really appreciate it if their fellow employees choose to think twice before using reply all instead of reply to emails, which is probably a good reminder to everybody. Think about who your audience is when you're sending an email. But that was the only thing that came in through that. I know I've hit reply all once or twice before when I wished I hadn't. So it's always a good reminder to everybody when sending emails to make sure you are that you know who your audience is and that that's who you are sending them to. It can get embarrassing sometimes if you aren't careful. So please be considerate of that and think of that. Next item. So that's the end of the quarterly business. Moving on to new business, we had discuss and act on revoking the requirement of notice of retirement from the executive director. A year ago, year and a half ago, we had worked through a memorandum that requesting that the executive director give 6 months' notice prior to their leaving the employment of the agency, of the commission. And if that had not been followed, then there were some options that the board could choose at their discretion to enact. And there was, during the recent retirement of Dr. Van Zandt and the process that we went through to find her successor, there were some further discussions about that policy with the Office of State Personnel. And it was primarily in the area of compensation. And a policy like this, with the type of employee that with the rules around how the executive director is hired and so on, there's an interpretation of something like this where if we were, for instance, to let Carlos go, we decided that we were not going to, if we were to fire Carlos, that we would be required to pay him his salary for 6 months. So it actually is an agreement like this, a policy like this, works in both ways. Mm-hmm. It not only is something that can help to protect the employer, letting us know so that we can prepare and be ready for major changes, but it also can be used as a protection for the employee, where we would be required to give them notice that we are going to let you go in 6 months, or if we're going to terminate that person immediately, that we would have to we'd still have to pay them for 6 months, even though they're not performing their job anymore. I guess I wanted to bring that up for discussion. I know that what really probably was not the intention of any of us when we went through this process, when we discussed this previously, my intention was just to be able to give us some notice.
And give us some time to prepare for the process that we had to go through to hire somebody new.
Right.
That was the whole intention of having that. And then, as we kind of discussed at another time, you know, that's kind of unrealistic to ask somebody of that, really. I mean,
yeah. In some of the discussions that we had with the Office of State Personnel. Well, when we originally wrote this, my experience with people retiring has been similar to what we're seeing with Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bill's announcing his retirement pretty much a year in advance, and that's very appreciative. I appreciate that greatly.
Yeah.
But the Office of State Personnel have said that they will have people walk in and retire the same day. With absolutely no notice, and so there's definitely some extreme differences in how people hire these, or extreme differences in how people handle those situations. I personally, think that at least a lot of people who are getting to the point where they're considering retiring, are probably. It had been my experience where they're working through the process, they're working with making sure their finances are in order and so on, and so they have a pretty good idea of when it'll be, maybe not exactly to the date. They might not know that it's going to be August instead of May, or August instead of October, but they have some ideas of when they think it'll be. And so I didn't think that we were out of line with an expectation of asking somebody to give us a heads up. But I guess I have some concerns now with the position that it puts us in if we were to ever choose to want to, or if we ever were in the position where we needed to let somebody go.
And realistically looking back, it still took us more than 6 months to get somebody hired anyway, once we did find out. So I don't think, the 6 month notification is relevant.
No. May, October, June, July, August. We did in four.
Yeah, four. So, but with that quote unquote, that ear tag of liability is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
On the other side of it, I'm not comfortable with basically, putting that on the agency myself. I think, 30 to 60 days would be a little bit more realistic.
And there is a policy in place today.
For the supervisors.
Well, for management within the commission, as I recall. Is that correct, Carlos? That there is a policy today. And that, because part of this was based off some of the verbiage in that memo was taken from that, and I could pull it up, but
I think it was 30 days, wasn't it?
Yeah. For staff members, 30 days, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe for management, it was a little more than that.
We didn't make a difference, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the my understanding is that they need to give 2 weeks notice, but we cannot hold them if they decide to leave.
Right.
There is nothing we can do. What we say is we are not going to give a, good recommendation, but they are gone anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So, in general, I think for the executive director position, it will be good to say give us as much notice as you can.
Yeah. Instead of some official policy that could potentially put us in a situation that we're not comfortable with, like paying a football coach for another year or two, we would, I guess maybe a better approach is to do our best to have as good of a communicative relationship with the executive director, and be upfront with each other, and ask that just ask them when the time comes, and we would appreciate as much notice as you could possibly give us before, even if it's privately letting us know. So that we can internally start to discuss some, start to put some things in place. But then and then work through the process publicly when they're ready. So I
do you think we should, I guess my thoughts are that we should strike that from, you know, that exact verbiage from when we did set that up.
Right. I guess I'm bringing it up that I would propose that we would rescind that memo from the board to the executive director, and so we would eliminate that.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second. And we didn't even talk to Carlos about it anyway, right?
We have not talked to Carlos about the existence of that, but he's been at the meetings when we enacted it, so. Okay. And actually, the reason why I never brought it up to talk to him about it was because since we had the meeting with Office of State Personnel in June, I've been intending this to be a discussion point for us. So.
All right.
Yeah, we do. So it's been a motion's been made, and by Mark and seconded by Robert. So a roll call vote to revoke that memo. Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Okay, and I vote yes as well. Okay. That brings us to officer elections. Typically, we do this in the first meeting of after the beginning of the fiscal year. So typically, that is our July-August meeting. Because of other things that were going on at that time, those did not occur, and so we're getting that taken care of now. And so we'll go ahead and take care of officer elections now. Those, of course, would be for chairman, vice chair, and executive secretary. So, do I have any nominations for chairman?
I nominate Mr. Michael Hansen.
Okay. Second.
I accept. Thank you. Are there any other nominations for chairman?
No nominations,
please. Okay. Any other nominations for chairman? Okay. Then, I want to say we can't do. I've been told that we can't do elections by acclamation here, so like we do in other places. So, I will let. Robert, if you all could right. Take care of this for me, please.
Okay, all in.
Has to be a roll call vote.
Yeah, all that. Thank you very much. I was starting to say, wait a minute. Okay, Chad?
Yes.
Miss Becky?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
I say yes.
I abstain.
All right, I think we have a majority vote.
Okay, thank you very much.
Congratulations, Mr. Mark. Thank you for. This next year.
I appreciate your vote of confidence. And okay. Do I hear any nominations for the office of vice chair? For the position of vice chair?
I nominate Robert as vice chair.
Okay. Second.
You accept Robert?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other nominations? Okay. So we'll do a roll call vote. Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
And yes, myself as well.
All right.
So, and finally, the Office of the Executive Secretary?
Nominate Becky.
Okay, Becky, do you accept?
Okay. Yes.
Any other nominations? Okay.
Hearing none.
What's that?
Is that seconded?
I'll second him.
Really, a nomination needs to be accepted, not seconded.
Oh.
I've been saying second, but I don't think it
needs to be seconded.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be seconded.
We're just ensuring it. That's, yeah.
That's okay. So, all right. So, Chad?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Becky?
Abstain.
Okay. Mike? Yes. All right. That brings us to the last. One of the last items on the agenda, the last public comment period. We're Man, we're cruising. We're 30 minutes ahead of time. Somebody's got football tickets, they still might make the game. So, are there anyone seeking the floor?
Yo.
Okay. Mr. Ryan, anyone? Just a second. I'm just writing your name down. Anyone else? Okay, not hearing anyone. Go ahead, Ryan.
Mike, since you're running so far ahead, I can set you back. No one knows that I like to talk.
We only have 15 minutes allocated.
Right. I was going to save these comments for a future meeting, but what the heck. Most of you probably are already aware that I have moved back to Nebraska. I've taken a job at Radio Talking Book. I'm the station manager there now. It is good to be back in Nebraska. I did think of Denver as home. I loved it in Colorado, and I do miss it, especially the transit system over there. Mm-hmm. We were very spoiled. But life is a series of trade-offs, and where we're spoiled in Nebraska is with our rehab system. Mike asked me during the break, as he and I were catching up, because we've been friends for 21 years now, I think. And he asked me, Ryan, are you here representing Radio Talking Book? And I said, well, yeah, you represent your job no matter where you go, but I would have come regardless. I would have come because of two reasons. One, I have a sense of history about the Commission for the Blind. Mike will remember that about 19 years ago, we stood on the governor's lawn and we protested because Ben Nelson shot down our commission the first time we tried to enact it. Mm-hmm. And a couple of very nice police officers came and talked to us and said, you guys, you're welcome to exercise your First Amendment rights, but you got to get off the governor's lawn. And we did, and I was very respectful, and we made the news, and it was this. I'm the old guy at these meetings now talking about history. We used to sleep through this stuff. Robert will remember.
Yeah.
But it's important, you guys, because we had to fight for this commission. The other reason I'm here, and I would have come regardless, and certainly I am here to support Radio Talking Book, but as I said, we're spoiled here. In Colorado, there is no separate agency for the blind. And I'm going to talk a little NFB inside baseball for a second, but if heavy hitters over there like Scott LaBarre and Kevin Worley and Diane McGeorge and Jim Gashel are swimming against the current and making little headway, that tells you the state of things there. So I want to thank you guys for your service, for coming out on a Saturday when you could be at home getting ready for the Husker game or doing whatever. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Thank you for caring enough about the state of rehab services and for the lives of blind people to come out. And thanks for the employees. Thanks to the employees that are here. Please keep your presence active on social media. Please keep the emails coming. We are running your public service announcements at Radio Talking Book. And I'm happy to keep doing it. I'm happy to read them myself. Jane is happy to read them. We've been running your announcement for the board meeting. That's how I learned about it. And hopefully others will as well. So we are happy to cooperate with you in any way that we can. So with that, go Big Red. It's good to be back. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay. With that, I'd like to take just a minute and because we won't have an opportunity again before they're gone, just thank Josie and Connie and Cheryl for their years of service. They're all going to be retiring here in some of them the next week or two, and some of them are still a month or two away, but they're all have been very valued employees of the commission for quite some time, and their services will be very missed, and their friendship will be missed, and I wish them the very best. Our next meeting will be the first Saturday in February, I believe, is what we have scheduled. We I believe the focus topic is youth services again. It was because that's what was scheduled for today, and Shane was not able to be here, and so we juggled things around. But I believe the topic is youth services, or a variant of that. And with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn, and thank you, everyone, for coming.
Okay.
Not even doing yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I just come to the rest of the day with that.